Thomas Evans is leaving paper for ether. The incoming chief executive officer of GeoCities will leave behind a traditional magazine background and the security of brand names like Atlantic Monthly and U.S. News & World Report, and will try to turn GeoCities into a major media player. NetInsider's John Borland asked him why he's making the switch now.
Thomas Evans, you're leaving what's been a very successful stint in the print media world for an online company. It's really only beginning to be seen as a media company. Why?
Well, I think the largest explosion in excitement in my business lifetime has been the development of the internet, and the opportunity to get involved in that business was very attractive.
GeoCities isn't a traditional media company, even as viewed online. Why did you choose something like this rather than something like Wired Ventures or a more traditional news company?
Well, I think it was the opportunity when I looked at what GeoCities had to offer. The position that they currently enjoy, the grassroots sort of organic success of the company. They've developed a significant amount of traffic. They've got great affinity on the part of the homesteaders, and I think it's an opportunity because it's been, in a sense, underpromoted and undersold to really do something with it. And the timing is right for my involvement there.
Mm-hmm. Do you see it as a media company right now?
Well, it certainly is as an opportunity being a significant media company. But you know, there are things to do, and figuring out the business model and the development of multiple revenue streams and really making it a workable, actionable business model is obviously what I'm going to attempt to do.
The content essentially is produced by the homesteaders, correct?
That's correct.
In a sense, this would be equivalent to, I suppose, vanity publishing in the traditional world.
Well, I think it's you could look at personal publishing. It's not unlike some of the other models. It's not unlike AOL or some other places where you go for content. Some of it is personally published content, and the quality of the content is surprisingly good in many, many cases. And I really think that. There are publishing ventures now, people publishing content that you wouldn't have looked at as traditionally fine content sources. But as I said, the quality in some places is quite good and is quite creative and quite innovative and not likely to come from a traditional publishing company or media company.
Do you see GeoCities' business as being a media company in the sense of relaying its homesteaders' messages and pages to the outside world, or is it primarily a web hosting company?
Well, I think it's both. I think it's certainly a web hosting company, but I do think as the content evolves and the content improves and it grows and becomes more content rich, and I think there's a lot of things you could do to integrate the possibility of integrating other content into the GeoCities area. So I don't see any restrictions in terms of the kind of content that will or will not be allowed on GeoCities, other than pornography and some of the things that are offensive.
You've had extensive experience with successful traditional print companies. What are some of the barriers you see to profitability in online media companies?
Well, I think the bifurcation of media and the focus of advertising dollars and the finite amount of advertising dollars, particularly that committed to the internet at this point, is a barrier. But I think it's growing exponentially just from the figures that I've read. If they're anywhere near close to reality, it's tremendous growth and it's tremendously exciting. But I just think that there are going to be winners and there are going to be losers. So as there are in the magazine world, as there are in the cable and television world, and I think the people with the best content, the richest environment, and the largest distribution channels are going to win.
Some of the more pessimistic pundits have already predicted essentially the death of content on the web. You clearly don't agree.
Well, I don't. No, I don't. I mean, those same people are probably the same people that predicted with VCRs nobody would go to movie theaters anymore, or with the advent of television, radio would go out of business. I haven't seen that yet, and I think content is important, and I think distribution is critical.
With a very few exceptions, the most successful companies online have been things like Amazon or Yahoo or GeoCities, which are essentially offering a service that's not media related, but are increasingly folding media style services into their core business. Is that the future of new media online as sort of an appendage to a commerce?
Well, I think so. And television is probably a great example of that. You know, television really. I mean, the promise of television was we will give you this great programming if you will, bear through 17 minutes, 22 minutes of commercials per hour. Short of getting people to pay for the content, you know, which is cable, some of the movie channels and things like that, I think that the model is going to be advertising subsidized, e-commerce subsidized, premium service subsidized. So I think those are going to be some of the things that will evolve into the workable business models, at least the way it looks right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got to try to develop as many revenue streams as possible and really focus the company on revenue growth and the development of a winning business model, whatever that is. And the nice thing about the Internet is you can try a lot of things and get some pretty quick feedback on what's working and what's not working. You know, in the mm-hmm. magazine business, we do a subscription drop through the mail. And it's a significant amount of time before we know what worked and what didn't work. On the Internet, the response time is obviously much quicker. You can try a lot of things much more inexpensively than you can in the magazine world.
You've been listening to Insider Profile. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the Internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.